prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry, Frank. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Sorry, Frank, I had the button pushed in as usual. That's my fault. Ah, that bloody, bloody button. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk Live. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do. Magical engineer Frank, he's ready. I'm ready. Well, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about, something not COVID-related in the first segment of the show. We do have them in the Quack Report, but we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about anger. That's what we're going to talk about. And we're also going to be talking about other things that regard to health that will empower you. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And so today's devotional puts us in Psalms 56. And it says, "What time am I afraid? I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I will put my trust, and I will not fear what flesh can do to me." That's right. Do you know the unbelieving and fearful don't enter into the kingdom of God? So what are we doing being afraid of what's going on? We can be concerned, but let's not be afraid. Let's remember no weapon forged against us can prevail. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be standing our ground right out there. To stand up against all unrighteousness and evil. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what's expected of us. That is what we're going to do. And seek the Lord's face and mind the time because it does grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. Richard Fleming warns against the vaccine as a bioweapon. This is a guy that wrote a book. Is COVID-19 a bioweapon? ? He says it's a scientific and forensic investigation. That's what his book's about. And he says this mass vaccination protocol being pushed on everybody. He says it's just disconcerting and something to really pray about. So if you take a drug like a vaccine that is directed towards just a part of one type of a variant, then let's say the species of a coronavirus, he says then you make an immune response to that, but you also make an immune response, but then you dump billions of that into your body with the vaccine, and then you make a massive immune response to it, and this is where you get the spreading and infection. So what he's saying is that Fauci and his friends have created this new pandemic with the vaccines, and they're going to piggyback on the last pandemic we had, and it creates a much more problem. Problematic COVID virus issue. He said this was done with American taxpayer money, with funding and research. He says that the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, as well as Fort Detrick in Maryland, were involved in the creation of all this stuff. He says now these people are criminally culpable, in his opinion. He says they violated the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty. They have violated the Informed Consent Act with the Declaration of Helsinki. He says they have violated the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights Treaty. They violated the Nuremberg Code. And physicians in the U.S. that are vaccinating people who have not read the package insert to obtain informed consent about these types of treatments are violating their Hippocratic Oath. But oh wait, they're not taking that oath anymore. And by the way, the package insert on the vaccines has zero information, so there is no way to have informed consent. Moving along in the quack report, here's another physician. He blows the whistle on the useless COVID vaccines in 7 minutes at a school board meeting. Dr. Dan Stock, he's a physician in Indiana. He's trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. He got up and he educated the school board there. He gave them a flash drive of all the evidence, including research that face masks don't do a thing with viruses and protect you from viruses. He says, ask yourself why a vaccine that is supposedly so effective at having a breakout in the middle of summer when respiratory viral syndromes really don't do that. Yeah, usually you don't get flu in the middle of the summer, typically. Everything being recommended, he says, by the CDC, the state boards of health, is actually contrary to all the rules of science. He goes on to say, things that you should know about on the coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses is they spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. And by the way, it's been supported by three-cited sourced studies run by the National Institute of Health, but they're ignoring their own research, he says. So he says, we can't make this virus go away. Viruses just run their course, and they come in cycles, he says. And because the virus is also an animal reservoir type of virus, he says, you can't get rid of that like you would some other types of pathogens. So you're going to be in continuous lockdown is the point, unless people start waking up to the fraud. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, a new side effects from Pfizer and Moderna vaccines include kidney inflammation and renal disorders, as well as skin reactions. This is the European Medicine Agency reporting this on the adverse events. They said that the experimental COVID vaccine, oh, Frank, they're calling it experimental now. Well, that's an improvement. They're saying it's experimental. They said it's manufactured by Pfizer, Moderna, and these new adverse events include skin reactions, kidney ailments, and more, just symptoms of what you would expect, they say, from poisoning. Oh, so shots of poison. Yeah, so they said that it affects the recipient's blood and filtration organs for the blood. These newly identified skin reactions and kidney ailments, they say, may not be on the EMA's list of reportable adverse events following the vaccination, so the agency is unable to collect accurate data to understand the extent of this type of poison. Well, that's just a big flat excuse, isn't it? That's a big fat excuse for not doing their job. Yeah, and letting everybody down. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about this anger issue, because if you listened to the show earlier this week, we were talking about the world population and how they were viewing the COVID pandemic, and the people that took the poll got an earful. Okay. So we've heard recently that the Peace Research Institute in Norway, regarding their global poll, what the world is thinking regarding the COVID pandemic, their survey did allege that they said the lockdowns regarding pandemics have devastating tolls on populations. Okay. So the main determination from the research was that people were very angry. Okay. So what could we expect if, you know, anger continues to build in our society? Well, we're going to take a look at how we react to that. This was an anger study. This was done back in January 2000 by the University of California in San Francisco. And they examined anger and how men and women express their anger. So previous studies, such as the one from Southwest Missouri State University, they are suggesting men and women, well, they express and perceive anger in different ways. So as you may guess, men express anger by embracing it. They're direct, right? This allows them to kind of channel their emotion to their advantage. Now, however, women usually see anger in an unproductive light, but they still express anger just as well as men do. Now, the California study included about 80 men and 123 women. They were all of different ages and backgrounds. So they were given about 200 scenarios that were directly or indirectly related to anger expression. So, and here's the thing about women. Women see anger as counterproductive. So if women see anger as generally counterproductive, then how do they handle their anger when it boils up to the surface? Well, although women may not embrace their anger like men, but When they express their anger, they often feel uncomfortable in doing it. Okay. Here's a quote from Deborah Cox, PhD, psychology, University of California, San Francisco. She says, women may be uncomfortable with feeling angry, but when you get right down to it, they often act on their anger just as men do. Yep. And she goes on to say, women seem to be more apt to hold anger in, but when the situation calls for it, they act on their feelings. Well, anybody that's lived with a woman knows that for sure, right? Well, let's look at one aspect that they found about the gender difference. They said, according to their study research, they said if men and women are challenged in situations of self-protection from bodily harm or outward expression, as you would guess outward, direct and forceful, for instance. In situations of self-protection of one's rights and self-interest would require the ability to, channel your anger and then, have more of a creative, peaceful outcome. It's less physical and more verbal. So that was one of the – I think women probably do more of that, I think, mainly. But here's some of the big trait differences they discovered. So this was found in their study, the difference between the genders and how they express anger. They say men felt less effective and less instrumental if they were forced to hold their anger in. Is that right, Frank? You feel that way? If you can't express your anger, you feel less everything. I don't know. I think, yeah, I could see that. But women, they don't feel as constricted if they do not express their anger directly, so they don't feel as constricted as men if they don't express their anger right then and there. Women tend to hold it in more. And there's also this correlation between expressing outward anger and being assertive in males, but not so much in women. So it's an outward expression of assertiveness. What'd you say, Frank? I wouldn't know, as I freely express my anger. Yeah. Frank is not shy. You're direct. To the point. You don't like it. Oh, well. Now, women, they said, can feel that, being angry to them, it feels disabling. They can feel ashamed for feeling angry, and therefore may try to control it, hide it, and even apologize for it. I see that. I do see that in a female trait. They also say women who do express anger have a negative view about it in general. So they tend to become in a challenge situation. If they're challenged, they become angry, especially with self-defending things like home, family, unrighteous matters. An example would be somebody gave you a highly inflated bill. Boy, is that kind of just tick her off in a skinny minute. Oh, yeah. You promise some work and then you don't do it. And, so that's going to be a real trigger. Now, women tend to label their anger something else. They like to call it frustration. Yep. Also, women are assertive in different ways and are selectively demonstrating their anger. Like keying your car or throwing something at you. That's selectively demonstrating. What do you think? How about social expectations tend to expect women to tamp down, hide, or ignore their anger feelings. Therefore, women may have developed alternative ways to getting around situations without directly expressing anger like males do. Well, it's expected. You guys are supposed to be aggressive. You're guys. We're supposed to be feminine and soft and agreeable, polite, respectful, right? So when women are taught that from day one, it makes it a more of a challenge for females to stand up for themselves. especially if they have a overly assertive, demonstrative spouse, you know, that supposedly talks for them. Now, another aspect of how men and women handle their emotion of anger is that men can get over their emotions pretty quickly, whereas with women, their emotions and the events surrounding them tend to remain in their mind for a long time. So women tend to be more anxious and depressed, and science suggests it's the way the female brain processes emotions, especially events tied to them. What, Frank? The natural progression of anger, he says, is violence. And generally, females are not suited to violence. Well, we're the weaker vessel, aren't we? As described by the Holy One of Israel. So, yeah, you know, we're not supposed to be the front line, are we? You know, if we're the front line, well, I imagine there's going to be issues. Well, I'm hearing some feedback, Frank. Do you hear that? Is it just me? I'm wondering if it's my headset. Do you hear anything? It's just you, he says. Okay, it's just my equipment. Well, here's the thing. More people are looking for an outlet for their emotions. They're looking for nonviolent ways to express themselves. Our problem, I see this, I could be wrong, maybe I'm wrong, but I see this, our problem is a very challenged verbal debate using facts, laws, and things in our situation that our nation's in are being pretty much ignored. So, you know, the righteousness is not there, and that's what the Bible said would happen in the latter days. There would be no justice. So this really creates, quote, frustration, which, you know, after a while turns into anger. And you know what happens after that when you're not heard. When your vote for your president doesn't matter, it's changed for your better good because you don't know what you're doing. That's how people are perceiving that. So that creates a lot of anger when people are just invisible, nothing. They're nobodies. And that's part of the face mask thing, to make you faceless, unrecognizable, you know. And just think about the women in certain cultures that are covered from head to foot. They're invisible. You don't recognize them coming down the street. They're not to be recognized. Think about it. You're not to be, you're not to be noticed. You're not to be respected. You're not to be anything. You're just there when you're needed. So, you know, a lot of people are looking for healthier ways to, more natural ways, if you would, to protect themselves from emotions getting out of hand. They're looking for organic ways to deal with things like anxiety, panic attacks, and even depression. And in this day and age, I wouldn't recommend, you know, becoming a chain smoker or an alcoholic, but a lot of people are medicating their emotions that way. That's not good for you. So if you don't want to go to the drug culture, which I don't recommend, but, I wouldn't take antipsychotic drugs at all because they create rebound effect, and you'll have a worse problem when you started. So people are looking for natural solutions for these things. And one of the places that will have some of those tools for you would be Apothecary Herbs. They have a few things you might want to look at. They have a product called Emotional Stress Formula, Relaxation Formula, and also a valerian root, which really takes a lot of tension out of the nervous system without sedating you. So if you feel a little keyed up, a little uptight, wound too tight is another term, valerian root may be your friend. You can still function, drive a car and all that stuff, but you just don't feel uptight like you did. But you know, when people don't have a place to put their emotions, to vent, to an outlet for them, this is dangerous for a nation, for any society, and this is where we're going. So people are just waiting to see what's going to happen. But, you know, Frank, I just worry they wait and they wait and they keep getting disappointed and disappointed. That has a type of psychological numbing effect on people's emotions when they get their hopes up and then they're disappointed and they get their hopes up again and they're disappointed. It's a repeated thing. And they're kind of strung along, really. And that has a numbing effect emotionally on people where they get, well, distrusting, but also apathetic. You know, they don't know what the solution is. They don't know what they can do. What, Frank? And that's, yes, Frank. He says that's what Trump's presidency has turned out to be. Well, I do think President Trump was naive on some things, including this vaccines thing. And he had a lot of people that were saboteurs around him, so I don't think that helped. But who knows what all went on? Well, we don't know what all went on. We just suspect what went on. But it's not good. I don't think it's a good thing that he's at these rallies and he's promoting people go get vaccinated, saying you got the vaccine, and people know this is not a good thing. I don't know. If he keeps it up, I think he may be pushing people to seek DeSantis. What do you think? The guy from Florida, the governor from Florida, as a running option. I don't know. But, you know, until they fix the election problem, what's the point? You know, if your vote's erased. But anyway, I'm long in this segment. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663. They'll send you a catalog. You can jump on their website, thepowerherbs.com, as well, and check them out. 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Get in touch with them today. We'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here at Herb Talk, and we are going to be talking about, let's see, Frank, what are we going to be talking about? Well, let's just talk about real quickly health, your health and our future, society's future, because if you remember, I mentioned the other day that how the governments want you to behave and to think and react is you're responsible for everybody else's health and well-being. That's how they want you to start thinking. So if you don't wear, let's say, face masks and somebody at the post office gets sick, it's your fault. So everywhere we are looking, we see this sustainability issue that's thrown around now. If you go shopping, you hear this, you know, social distance, wear your face mask, we're all in this together kind of conditioning. So really it describes the health of a nation, a society, and the individual cost is up to everybody. So it begs the question, is your health sustainable and can a society afford you even? So that's the other side of the coin, isn't it? If you're not sustainable, if you're too sick, if you're not giving back to society, then society doesn't want to foot your bill. So if people go along with this kind of system, run by, you know, an entity of some sort. You don't know who that is. You don't know if it's doctors. You don't know if it's lawyers or politicians. But if you got this entity, this collective, if you will, it's going to collect funds from you directly to sustain such a system. That's what's happening in the European unions. And people aren't getting the health care they deserve. So this one-payer healthcare mindset of a system may sound like a solution to counter all the high costs of high medical bills and this and that, but it isn't any cheaper. Actually, it really bankrupts a healthcare system. What'd you say, Frank? With zero clinical evidence, what masks are medically effective in any way whatsoever concerning viruses and bacteria. Well, I used to work with doctors, and really doctors were wearing masks for surgery for bacterial purposes. If they sneezed or coughed, they didn't want all that stuff going into their patient that was, you know, open on the table. That's where the face masks come in. Has nothing to do with viruses, though. It's because viruses are so small, they penetrate the mask, whereas bacteria is a much larger pathogen. So you see this push in this global way to address your healthcare concerns, and this push is not going away. So health is a political pawn. You know this. It's a commodity. You're a commodity. You're part of the nation's wealth, if you will. So let's look at how your health is looked at and not only as a commodity, but also as a social element affecting the entire community. Because look at China, they went to social score, and we're going to go there too if we allow it. Okay. Here's what the WHO said January 13, 2020. We need to realize that health is an investment in our future, which is why health security cannot be a matter of for ministries of health alone. So, and it certainly can't be up to you alone. You can't make those decisions. So what we're seeing is, especially with the United Nations and the World Health Organization, they've combined forces to demand action regarding healthcare, not just from the health sector alone. They are declaring it their responsibility to take this action overseas or wherever. So they have prepared an action plan that will be fully implemented by the year 2030. It's called the Sustainable Development Goals. And therefore, these next few years will most likely prove to cause a lot of changes with regards to everything related to health. So changes requiring funding, especially. So, you know, nothing's free. So the UN and the WHO have advocated for national funding to address a broken system, especially in the United States, and they call it the health infrastructure. So the program is not limited to single nations, but to a global plan where countries will financially assess and assist even other countries as an investment in health. So the poorer countries are going to be leaning on the wealthier ones with regard to maintaining their health status. So the problem is, wherever you have a massive system like this, it's prime for abuse. So it's prime for embezzlement and fraud, and that's exactly what happened in England, where their healthcare system is bankrupt, and that's exactly what Great Britain is experiencing now. So this is really a utopia healthcare plan that they've envisioned, and it requires the cooperation of local communities, governments, and international agencies. Now, coordinate that for a minute. Think about that. Massive coordination. Huh? Like, things are just going to come together and mesh beautifully. No, they're not. So the question I have is, how do you control local communities to donate money that may be used in other countries and hold the local leaders accountable for that? You know, the answer is it's not a donation. It's a garnishment or a tax. You know, just think about yourself here in America, and, you know, you're having trouble meeting your bills, and now here comes this new cooperative health infrastructure, sustainable development goals that, you know, let's say your county commissioners, your governor have now decided is going to be mandated, and that every person in the state where you live is going to be taxed so much money, and that money is going to go help other countries with their health care. How would you feel about that? Get ready. It's got to be at least 20% of your pay. At least. Yeah. People are sitting in their chairs right now saying, when hell freezes over. Well, garnishment is garnishment, see. You know, they just get out the mighty pen, and without a vote from your legislators, just go ahead and, you know, just write it up and see that that's so illegal. That's another indicator. When this stuff comes to being, that's another indicator you don't have a constitutional republic anymore. It's been overthrown from within. So here's a quote from Dr. Ted Gybesius. He's with the WHO. He's director there. He says, there are no shortcuts to the healthier world. By 2030, this fast approach, which is fast approaching, We must hold our leaders accountable for their commitments. So obviously they've gotten some sort of commitments from world leaders that they're going to influence, let's say nicely, I'm saying it nicely, their local leaders, their mayors, governors, legislators. They're going to influence them to comply. So here's the rising taxes for global healthcare. So most people would really not be motivated to support, let's say, another country's healthcare system when theirs needs help. So therefore, the global support cannot be voluntary. It's going to have to be mandatory through various forms of taxes. Now, it most likely won't be one tax, but it may be a combination of taxes, and the global health tax could up your taxes that you already pay to cover the extra expense and have new taxes be introduced, such as maybe the carbon tax is just an example. So they can just, you know, create a tax, you know, and say it's law and you have to pay it. You got a gasoline tax, you got a food tax, you got, by the time they tax you, you're already losing 50% of your pay. So if they're going to put on this kind of universal global sustainability development plan on top of all that. Now, according to the WHO, you cannot talk about global healthcare without factoring in the climate debate. Yeah, here we go. So we're to believe that the Earth's climate is partially responsible for our health crisis. And their perspective is it goes way beyond air pollution and cleaning up your water. This is a very existence of man that is to blame for the climate crisis. And yet people who, you know, tout this agenda are the very ones that, you know, do the most traveling on private jets and have SUVs and everything else. Here's a quote from the World Health Organization. It says, in 2019, over 80 cities and more than 50 countries committed to the WHO Air Quality Guidelines Agreement regarding air pollution and climate policies. Over 80 cities and 50 countries have committed. Okay, so in September 2019, Political reported on the European Union's approval spending millions of their euros on private jet flights for government officials only. And then here's something from Price Waterhouse in London. They reported that the Health Research Institute is projecting global medical costs to increase by 4 to 10%. Just in 2021. Now, the COVID-19 scare is almost likely to be a culprit in the jump in your healthcare costs, but the reason is unexpected healthcare costs that have impacted the world with COVID. See, again, we're back to this global unity agreement. Here's how this is going to add up. Your employer added costs for COVID testing. Your employer added costs for COVID disinfecting and cleaning. Your employer COVID compliance and staffing. Your employer COVID compliance in serving customers. Your employer COVID modified hours of operation. Your rise in mental health care costs. The loss of work and closed business cost. The rise in social isolation and conditioning, curtailing travel and spending, as well as distribution lines being disrupted, affecting healthcare and sanitary supplies. And don't you see the supplies are continue to be disrupted in a greater way where nobody has product? Hardly anybody has anything on the shelves. It's all backordered. And it could be backordered a couple of weeks to a year. So according to Price Waterhouse, due to the COVID pushing up costs, that at least one quarter of employees will elect to narrow their provider networks on their healthcare benefits. So the network of health providers people can utilize will be trimmed in order to save employer cost money. So this will allow the plan providers to offer price concessions to employees because as patient risk is reduced, the price increases, and as the patient risk is increases, the price drops. So employers are looking for more predictable cash flow options. And this is where maybe incentives from the government for the mid-sized to big companies that employ lots of people, you know, to adopt the COVID mandate vaccine into their wellness programs if they get a subsidy from the government. So, you know, as you can see, the United States and the WHO are really priming the nations so the United Nations and the WHO, they're really priming everyone to view healthcare as something that not only needs to be overhauled, but which financially and legally needs to be supported by all facets of government and society. So it's not localized anymore. You know, so the Department of Health, the Health and Human Services, or Ministries of Health will all have a weaker authority over a global health system. And however, they would be controlled by an encompassed entity drafting the policy guidelines. So pandemics, real or not, will play a role in the strategic transformation of your healthcare. Now, the COVID-19 incident was global, and arguments to prevent this type of pandemic from happening again will be used politically to justify global healthcare change and funding. So when the noose around the healthcare tightens, the freedom of choice is suffocated, and healthcare in the wrong hands offers severe control of the people if they allow it. So China enacted to utilize the root of all evil to control their people, money that is replaced by credit scores with social scores. So everything about you, your whole life, is scrutinized and given a score. You know, the color of your eyes, the color of your hair, the length of your hair, if you got bad breath, right? All those things factor into how valuable you are to society and if you're worth keeping alive or not. No, I'm not kidding. You know, because they factor in, you know, what you're giving back to society, you know. I'm gonna just say this, Frank. I just cringe at what happens to people wanting to retire. You know, because they're not working and giving back to the society. They're just consumers at that point. And, you know, and they're taking from supposedly retirement funds and Social Security, if it still exists, and that kind of thing. So, that whole concept seems to look at them as draining the life out of their global enterprise rather than adding to it. So we got challenges facing us, is the point, unlike anything we've ever seen, right? And I was just talking to someone today saying, you know, this is just unreal what's going on. It's like, I feel like I'm in a really bad movie or dream. Well, I'm like, well, what did you expect? The Bible said it would be like the days of Noah, right? So whenever you look at these situations, you know, eight people came out of the flood, just eight, a small remnant. And then you had Lot and his family, 10. He had 10. Some of his children were married, but only 4 came out of the city, and then only 3 survived, right? So you've got these examples, and then you got Israel, you know, coming out of Egypt, coming out of slavery, and only 2 entered into the new kingdom in that generation. So, Joshua and Caleb. So, you know, I get this visual, Frank. Here's Israel out in the wilderness, 40 years, right? God's trying to wake them up, teach them, talk to them, you know, reason with them. But they're just really unteachable, stiff-necked people at this point. So they're walking around this mountain for 40 years. They break camp, they move, they set up camp, they break camp, they move. And I'm just thinking, 40 years around this mountain, a big loop, if you will, because it probably takes you a year to circle that mountain on foot, maybe longer. I'm thinking by the time 40 years comes around, they probably have walked a trench around that mountain. I wonder if anybody ever went to that mountain to see if there's a trench. You know, because you had, what, a million people, let's say, walking around that mountain for 40 years. I would think there'd be some sign of foot traffic. But, you know, we get so ingrained in something, and we don't want to come out of it. We don't want to learn something different. So unless we stand up to what's change is coming, our children are going to be learning something different, and it's going to be really hard to break free from that. So they will have very few freedoms, and for sure. So I would definitely educate your family, and I know a lot of times, you know, your adversaries and your foes come from your own household. That's a thing also to consider in the time frame in which you find yourself. So stay close to the Lord, mind time. You know, he'll show you the way. So the path is a test. This is a big test. You know, so you're going to see more and more division. And it's going to be a challenge for God's people and the elect. But the days shall be shortened for the elect's sake. I mean, you noticed how the days are shortened, Frank? It's almost like there's not enough time to get anything done. And don't you feel like you're aging faster? Yeah? The days go by really quickly. I mean, a month goes by, you know? Don't you remember when you were a kid, you were like, how many days until Christmas? How many days till Christmas? You drive your parents crazy asking, you know? And, you know, my kids growing up in the 90s and 20 and years in the 20s, the 2000s, they never asked me that. I asked them one day, I said, you know, they're all adults now. I said, how come you never asked me those things, you know, on the calendar? Because my brother and I used to ask our parents that. And they said, because time seemed to go by so quickly, they didn't need to. So they even have that perception that time has sped up, you know? So, mind the time. Seek the Lord's face if you haven't. Find salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the way. He'll help us. He always does. He makes a way when there is none. All right, we got a few minutes, just a few. And I wanted to explore some of the short and long-term benefits of looking after our organs, our body systems that are really, really precious. So a lot of times you can use some natural solutions for even some really tough biological malfunctions of the body and not have to be subjected to drugs and surgery. So let's take a look at them. First, let's look at some system support foods. We're going to take a look at some vital system support foods that you can utilize in even medicinal herbs for the 12 really important systems of your body. So let's look at the skeletal system, for instance. You can beef up your natural calcium by two parts, and have but you want to have calcium, boron, and magnesium in a natural food source because it's perfect chemistry. God put it there. So you can actually overcome osteoporosis in a matter of months. For instance, sesame seeds, kale, celery, collards, herbs like comfrey root, poke root, juniper berry, alfalfa, horsetail, lobelia, ostra, all have powerful healing benefits on bones. And remember, bones are the manufacturing hub of your blood, which is your life source. So you got to keep your bones healthy. Your muscular system, again, likes calcium because all your muscles, bones, connective tissues kind of need that. So look for, you know, olives, lima beans, rice bran, bananas, apples, legumes, your whole grains, and your herbs like juniper berry, rosemary, horseradish, cabbage, horsetail, and black walnut, all going to help the muscular system. For the respiratory system, I like to look for herbs that have a lot of iron, copper, magnesium, and calcium and silicon in them. So your garlic Hey there, Frank, garlic man. Garlic, onions, leeks, turnips, pineapple, honey, green leafy vegetables, mullein herb, peppermint leaf, yarrow root, lobelia, comfrey, cayenne, marshmallow. And this will all cover you for your respiratory system wellness. Endocrine system, your glandular system. This is a system that really monitors and helps your reproductive system. Look for things like turnips, kelp, egg yolks, wheat germ, sesame seeds, herbs like ginseng, dong quai, all going to help with the endocrine system. Digestive system, that's easy. You know, you can green leafy vegetables, but also you want to look for vegetables that have that green chlorophyll, excellent for the digestive tract. Aloe vera, peppermint, ginger root, burdock root, fennel, gentian root, all going to be great for digestive issues as well. So now your largest body organ, skin, you want to look after that. It needs a lot of silicon, calcium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, zinc, and you're going to find that in rye, avocados, cucumbers, apples, oat straw, horsetail, comfrey root, burdock root, and aloe vera. So skin is your largest organ. It's your first layer of immune system defense. Try not to strip it with commercial soaps. You need those oils. That's the first line of defense. Try some oatmeal honey soap to get rid of the surface bacteria you don't want, but protect the good flora and also lock in moisture. So you have a lot of these options available to you that can help your systems function well and stay healthy. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you need some herbs, they got them there for you. Tools and information for success. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.